any fucking folder.
How's everybody doing? Good? Good.
You want to be quiet since you're going to record?
No, you just, well, be quiet because I'm talking, but say all you want.
I'm in the light.
Interact. No, it doesn't matter. You just be in the thing. You'll be in it. And get royalties. You get to talk to me. That's your royalty. Just saying. Just kidding. Oscar, how are you? Always, huh? Always smiling. I love it. Fail. Be here next year and just hang out. No? Sure you can. Take all electives. Anyway, we'll talk about it. Be a coach, not a critic. Be a coach, not a critic. I was listening to the radio today, this morning. When I take my son to school, we listen to the radio, and then after he gets out of the truck, then I turn on whatever book I'm listening to. But what was on the radio was this quote-unquote news story. And I say quote-unquote because it's not news. It's gossip and it's whatever. Anyway, it was about one celebrity possibly being pregnant and the other responsible party in this whole thing was a 19-year-old or 18-year-old skinny little white kid. And this person who's pregnant is this 28-year-old or 29-year-old black girl or something. I don't know. They're celebrities. I don't know who these people are because I don't follow this stuff. But they were talking about, oh, my gosh, I hope she's not pregnant. This kid is, they've been together for like 2.5 seconds, one of the show hosts says. And so, I mean, that's their topic. And that's their job, is to get people talking and calling in and be interested in interacting with the show. Doesn't mean it's healthy, but it's whatever, right? Whatever it takes to sell commercials on the radio. So my son gets out of the truck, and just as they're getting into all this talk about it, and as before I can even switch to Bluetooth for my phone, they have a caller come in, and he's talking about how the girl is a moron, is what he calls her. She's a moron, and because she's got two kids already, and I think with two different fathers there, and she may be pregnant. May. We don't even know if she is or not, but it doesn't matter. It's none of our business anyways, really. But she's a moron because she has this third potential child on the way with a third father. And she's a moron, and it'd be different if she was in a long-term relationship, and how all these things, just bashing this lady, and talking trash about the guy. He's 18, he's a skinny little white kid, he's this, he's that, or whatever. And so I had to shut it off, obviously, because it goes against everything that I believe in. That is in society, that's the cancer. That's the cancer. Talking about judging, criticizing other people. It's mind-blowing, because everybody, I guarantee you, if I were to go back and look at this cut and research every single person that calls in having an opinion on it, and then look in their lives, ooh, filthy. Filthy. It would be the inside of a trash can at the nastiest concert you've ever been. That's how dirty their lives would be, right? And they're sitting on the phone talking to a host about this woman and this dude and why it's so bad and how she's a moron, calling her names and things like that. What I'm saying is, don't be a critic with people who are close to you, with anybody. Don't judge so much. Be a coach. So the difference between a critic and a coach is, if we're at a game and somebody does something wrong, I can yell at them and say, you didn't do this and you didn't do this and this was terrible and you screwed up here and such and such. Or I can be a coach and I can say, hey, try this next time. You did this well. Try this next time. It's going to be even better. No problem. That's the difference between being a critic and a coach. You can do that in your life, with your friends, with your kids when you have them. As a parent, be a coach, not a critic. You never keep your room clean. Hey, you know what? Why don't you try picking up stuff, throwing things away as soon as you're done with it, or picking something up as soon as you, putting stuff in the dirty clothes as soon as you get undressed. Try that. And I bet you your room stays clean. You don't even have to clean it because it stays clean. That's the difference between being a critic and a coach. Here's the difference between being a critic and a coach. God, you never listen. Hey, you're a good listener. You're not listening right now. I'd like for you to pay more attention when I'm asking you to do something. There's the difference. You're still getting what you want. You're getting your point across. And actually, you're getting more than what you want, because as a critic, you don't get what you want. You do not get what you want as a critic. You get kids to shut down. My kids were part of a team one time. My son was part of a team one time, and after the game, they sat down, or they all gathered together, and the coach proceeded to tell them all the stuff they did wrong. You did this, and you did this, and you guys, and such, and whatever, and this and that. And I watched the kids, and I just kind of sat back, and I watched the kids, and I looked, and I said, they're not listening. I'm just studying, right? That's what I do, right? I study. And I look at them, and I can tell they've shut down. And so the difference is, when I talk to guys, if I were to talk to that team, they would be engaged, and they'd be listening. They would have something, they would have gotten something from what I'm saying, because I'm not criticizing them, I'm coaching them. You get it? And so with people that you meet, with strangers, with situations, or as a parent, as a friend, as a child of your parents, right? As a son or a daughter, be a coach, not a critic. And with yourself, even more importantly, with yourself, be a coach, not a critic. I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm not tall enough. I'm too slow. I'm too ugly. My hair sucks. We criticize ourselves in an unbelievable, to an unbelievable degree. So with yourself, most importantly, be a coach. Okay, leave criticism, leave that for somebody else some other time. Don't let that be you, all right? Coach other people up, coach yourself up. Don't be a critic, okay? Okay. Joe, what was that for? She take her stuff?
Yeah, it was just her to go to the counseling office.
Unacceptable. You know what's funny? You heard the phone stop ringing, and then right away it rang again. You ever notice that? Somebody calls you, you don't answer, they call right back. You look at your phone, you have 5 missed calls, all right in a row. Like, oh man, I was just going to get it, and then you didn't call. Good thing you called back the 4th time, because every time I was just going to answer it, like, if I can't answer, then give me at least a minute. My wife will call. But I know the feeling. I do that too. Like, Mom, let me call again, because I really need to talk to you. Anyway. All right. You guys have 2 days. Hell no. It's a good effort, though. Most of you are wrapping your portfolios up, correct? So get those things done. I keep getting requests for letters, so my pile is stacking up and my time is running out. So I'm going to try to knock that out. Finish your portfolios. If you've finished your portfolios or you're not a senior, do work from another class. If you're going to collaborate, do so from the same table. Don't speak across the classroom. Yes. That's right. If you need to take yesterday's quiz, get a piece of paper and a pencil and then see me.